Samach Tes Amud Beis, the very bottom. We're still holding in the sugya of being mevatel one's rishus to the other. So again, the scenario is you have a bunch of people in the chatzer. Someone did not make the eruv. Everybody else joined in. This person didn't. There's an etzer. This person can be mevatel his rishus to everybody else. It's like he doesn't even live there. Therefore, everybody else that made the eruv, they continue enjoying the eruv over here. If it's the other way, also it's possible that everybody in the eruv can come that made the eruv together and can be mevatel it to the one person. That also works. We saw in the Mishnah that, however, you cannot be mevatel to two people. If two people did not make an eruv, everybody cannot come and now be mevatel for these two people, because now, let's say, since it's me and Yosef didn't make the eruv together, we're both in a bind over here, because it's part his, it's part mine. We still can't still can't use it. The end of the mission, they have to put down the cases, they put down the klalim. It says in the second to last line, she'achad no ten rishut, v'notzel rishut. One can give rishut, which means bittul, and one can take rishut, meaning you can take from the other members of the chatzah. So the question is, why did we have to write this again in the Mishnah? Hatu lamali. Why do we need this more? Inatan, if we're talking about giving risham bittul tanina, we learned in the first part of the Mishnah. Inatel, and if it's taking from the other ones, tanina. Right after that, we learned in the Mishnah. No, sefer tzrichale. We need it for the last case of the Mishnah. This whole klalim over here. Shnayim notnim rishut. In the case that two can give rishut to others, a bunch of people in the chatzer, two people can go and give their rishut to others. Hanami pshita. Of course, why shouldn't two be able to give rishut? Mal detema ligzor dilma ati livetuli lahu kamash malan. There might be a gezer over here. Because since you cannot give rishut to two people, maybe two people can't give rishut. Since they can't take it, because then you have the problem of two people that didn't have an eruv taking rishut, therefore you can't. You'd think that there'd be gezerah that they can't even be bittul at any either. Kamash malam. So that's the chiddush of the sefer. Rashi no tein tanina b'shalem muta lo v'lahem. In the first part of the Mishnah, where it says that when one person was bittul to them, their muta in his and theirs. He lav the bittulay amay mishteri. If it wasn't talking about bittul, why should it be muta? No tel tanina. We also learned that he can give. Not nulo, ama yachid, not tovishus. We see it clearly in the first part of the Mishnah. Ligzor, we'd have a gezerah, we'd have a havamin of a gezerah over here. Eat the batle, inuhu li yachid, that if they can battle to a yachid, atulameim anami yachid mevatel l'shnaim. You might think that just like two can be mevatel to one, one can be mevatel to two, and we know that one cannot be mevatel to two, so maybe you should make a gezerah back to the two can't give to one, because you might make the mistake and think the one can bring to the two. Kamash malan. Ein notli mishus. Now the Mishnah goes, after we already established in the beginning part of the Mishnah that two cannot take the bittul from others, it goes and reiterates it again. The ein notli mishus. They, the two, cannot take mishus. Why do we have to write it again? Lamali. Why do we need it again? Lo tzricha, we do need it. A new din over here. We said before, if five people in the chatzer, two did not make an eruv, three cannot be mevatel to those two. It's in a problem, because they can never enjoy it. They're going to usher each other. So there might be an eitzah. The three go to them, and they're kani al menat liaknot. They say to one of them, we're being mevatel to you only on the condition that you could also be mevatel. Maybe they can give over their koach in that way. And nope, kamash malan, it doesn't work. When the chachamim were metaking that two people can't, if they weren't at the time of the bittul able to use the chatzer, they can't do bittul afterwards. Ritva brings down, this is the tekana of the chachamim when they made the chatzer. If you're not there at the original time, you cannot do it later. Rashi gives another svar, interesting svar that he brings here that they're a little bit of a tumult on. We already learned that two will ask one each other. If two people had bittul done to them, they're going to ask one each other. It's an extra teaching of Eli. Even if the original guy said, Kani Amanali Aknot, we're only doing it on the purpose that you can do bittul to others. Now he goes and he's bittul akhavri. Lo mishtre, hai batre, they cannot do it. And Rashi says, Tamao de Tema, Shliach Shaviyahu. You might think that he's a Shliach, that they can make him a Shliach. Why not? Make him a Shliach. It's possible. By the way, they bring down that if he just said, I want you to be a Shliach, it could work. But over here, he didn't say that. He says, I'm doing it to Koni Lama, not Liach. No. Kamash Malan, Kevin de Lokona, Iyu Liishtere. Since he didn't have the Kenyan originally to be much, but he wasn't able to use it at all, lo matzi liknoi. He's not able to do bittul. And again, the Ritva says this is part of the Tekhana of the Chachamim, that's why it doesn't work. We have a question from Abaya to Rabba, and I find this interesting, because we had a sugya already with Rabba and Abaya, that they didn't have an Erev in their Mavoi, in their Chatzah, right? Rabba, who was the covered of the Rabba, Abaya, he was too busy. But yet, we're going to find from here, if you go all the way down the Amud, until the last line, the fourth line of the line, the boy mina, the next boy mina, this whole sugya over here is going to be one tumult between Abaya and Rabba in aspects of bittul. Even though they're mamash tumulting away in the base medrash, but when it came to the chatzer, they didn't do it. It's just interesting how are. Okay, let's see the question in this gemara. We're going to see a brisa over here that they're just going to go back and forth into the brisa. Just hold. Cup on the there's seven cases in the brisa. See what the question is. Boy mine abaya mirabba. Rabba, of course, was his rav. Chamisha sheshvoyim bechatzer. Five were in one chatzer. Okay, bechatzer echad. Veshachach echad mehem. And one of them didn't do it. So this is the classic case. He could do bittul, or they could do bittul back to them. V'lo erev. Kishahu mevatel v'shus. So now, when he's coming to mevatel v'shus, tzarik levatel l'chol echad v'echad, or lo? Does he have to go to each one, all four others, or just one is enough over here? Since we're all together, you could just say to one, I'm being mevatel, or does he have to go to all four? That's the question Abaye asked to Rabbi. If you look at the top Tosfot, there's a very big problem over here. Because we learned this already. There's a straight-out brisa that we learned in the second parak. So, Tosfot says that it must not have been that Abaya knew this brisa. Ritvar comes and says, wait a second, you see Abaya's being tumulting over there in this brisa. So there's a few tibutzim. The brisa earlier that says that you cannot be mevatel. You don't need to be mevatel everyone. We set it up in Shita's Rebbe Eliezer. The question Abaye is asking over here, does Chachamim agree with that or not? That's one way to look at it. Or you could say that after this whole long tumult between Abaye and Rava, Abaye realized it, and then when it came to that other brisa was a later on sugya that was in the base medrash over there. Whatever the case is, Tosfot brings it as a problem. He just said that Abaye must have not heard this brisa. Or it's simpler to say, what's the shita in the Chachamim? Are the Chachamim arguing? So we have the question now, when the one person has to be mevatel as rishus, again, came Shabbos, one person in the chatzer did not do bittul. What do you do? He wants to do bittul. Does he have to go to each single person and say, I'm mevatel, mevatel, I'm mevatel, mevatel, or does he have to just go for one, and that should be enough? So Rava says the halacha, tzarik levatel l'chol echad v'chad. You have to do it to each one over here. Eitzvei. Abai is going to bring this long price over here, and we're going to be tumulting back and forth on it. Okay, there are seven different scenarios in this price, and I'm just going to call them. I have it already numbered in my Gemara, because we're going to keep on going back and forth to case number one, case number three, and then we're going to discuss every single one of these cases at the end of the Gemara, towards the end of the Amud, what is the Kiddush. So we'll follow the whole price. Eisfei, here's the first case. Echad shelo eruv, one that didn't give an eruv, notim rishus liach, liechad she'eruv. One that didn't make an eruv can give to one that made an eruv. Lachor, it seems like a raya for Abaya. You only have to give one. You have to have at least three in the chatzer. If there's only one didn't make an Erev, the other guy, he had to do a shituf with someone, it has to be at least three. Okay, so that's the first case. And that's going to be, of course, a bayis raya over here. But we're going to quote the whole praisa with all seven cases. Second case. Shnayim she'eruv. Two that made an Erev, nodnim reshut le'chad shelo Erev. Two that made an Erev can give their reshut, they can be mevatel over. Now, a lot of this is chazor. Okay, a lot of these cases, but here's the price that has all seven cases. And now in the light of Rabba and Abaya, we're going to have to discuss each case, how does each one of them learn it. Third case, Vishnaim Shalo Eruv, two that did not make an Eruv, Notni Mushutam Lishnaim She'eruv, they can give Bittel to two that already made Eruv, or Lachat Shalo Eruv, or to one that didn't make Erev. No one made an Erev over here. Let two that didn't make the Erev give to one that didn't make the Erev. Now he owns everything. He doesn't have to be mishtatef with anyone. Fifth case. That was the fourth case. All lechad shelo Erev was the fourth scenario. Fifth scenario. Aval. Now that's the end of the first part where they can do bittul. The aval now starts the second part of the brisa that has three dinim where it does not work, where you cannot do bittul. One that made an Erev cannot give his reshut to one that didn't make an Erev. We'll see what the chiddush is. The ain shnayim she'eruv notnim reshusam l'shnayim shelo Erev. Six cases, two that made an Erev that made an Erev cannot give over to two that did not make an Erev. The ain shnayim shelo Erev notnim reshusam l'shnayim shelo Erev. And the seventh case is two that did not make an Erev cannot give over to two that didn't make an Erev. Ad kan the brisa. Catch up on Rashi's. Echad shlo Erev. Kagon gimel diorim. We have three people living bechatzer. Hashnaim Erevu. Two made an Erev. Hashlich lo Erev. Mevatel echad. Minar me'arvim. Two can, they can be mevatel to one from those that made the Erev. Umoter lahai bahadi chavrei Erev. Alma ein sorek levatel. From over here, we see it by saying the ain tzarek levatel elo lechad, and here's the spore. Techulu hayekachad. Everybody that was mishtatef with the Erev is considered one. Therefore, you only have to be mevatel to one. That's the tzad. Rashi just brought in the spore for a buyer. On the other hand, Rava says no, they're not considered one. They're considered each individual. Ushnaim shelo Erevu notnim reshus l'shnayim hadarim mehem ve'Erevu. Or liyachid shlishi hadarim mehem v'lo Erev lohu v'lo lehen. It says, aval ein echad she'Erev, but not one that made an Erev. Im echad notim reshus liyachid shlishi hadarim mehem v'lo Erev dechi batel le'ihu reshuti ikati ikha chavid yasole. Gemara is going to explain all these. Shnayim, shnayim shelo Erevu, k'diyaminin la'el, shnayim ein notli mishus. Okay, there's the brisa. The first case in the brisa. Ketani mihat, reisha, the first case in the reisha. Echad shelo Erevu, notli mishus, or lechad she'eru. One that did not make the Erev only has to give one over, only has to give it over to one. Hey, chidami, idalecha chrina, if there's no one else, just these two, Bahadi with him, Bahadi Manev. Then who did he be mishtatef with? Alapshita, it's clear to Ikrachrina that there's a third person over here, Bahadi with him, Tikatani Leachad She'eruv. And it says you only have to give it over to one that made the Eruv. This is a bias right of Abba. You just said that you have to give to everyone. The price, it seems pretty clear that you only have to give it over to one. Rabba. So what is Rabba going to do with this? Who says you have to bring it to everyone? And we see clearly that one that made, that the one only has to bittel to one. Rabba v'hachemai iskina tahav ivemet. The Mishnah has to be talking about he was there and he died. When Shabbos came in, there was three people, two made an Erev and one didn't. The one who didn't was mevatel to one. Why only one? Because the other guy died. That's the mitzvah of the Mishnah, of the Brisa. Rashi, so Baya asks back. So just got to follow the Shakla Vitari over here. Rashi tells us what's going on. Idahavi v'mate. This is a Baya speaking back. If he was their mate, Ema Seifa. Say this is the fifth case. the fifth case of the Brisa. Aval eina chad she'eiv noti mishuso lechad shaloyev. What about the sefer? One, there isn't one that made an eiv give rishus to one that didn't eiv. According to you, if it's also a case where he was there and he died, I'm alone. Why not? Why shouldn't he be? It says eina chad she'eiv noti mishuso lechad shaloyev. If it's only two people there, why not? It should be fine. Ela pshita. Therefore, it's poshut diate that he's here in that last case. There is a third person, and that's why you can't do it. Umid the seifa ate, and since in the seifa we see that the guy is alive, reisha namit ate. Also, in the reisha he's alive. Don't start making up crazy scenarios. In the first case, he was alive and he died. In the second case, you see that he has to be there, and yet we're talking about one. Rava. You have to make the comma. Rav is speaking now. Me, the area, it has to be like what you're saying. Hakadita, v'hakadita. Well, just because the first case is a case that he died, every single case has to be a case that he died. Hakadita, this, like that it is. V'this, kidita, like it is. Meaning, the first case is where he was there and he was dead, and the safer is he's there and he's there. He didn't die over here. Don't bring me a riot from the safer that you see just because he didn't die means the first case he didn't die. Meaning, every case is on itself. And I'll bring you a proof on this. Teda, and you should know. The Gittitani Sefer Dereisha. If we look at the Sefer of the Reisha, the first part of the Brisa to the end of it, which is the third case. Okay, Shnayim Shelo Eivu, two people that didn't make an Eiv, Notni Mishusim L'Shnayim. They give Rishus L'Shnayim. Now you, Abaye, why did it have to say Shnayim? Let it say one. You say you only have to give to one. Why did it have to give to two? She'evo. L'Shnayim Ein, let's be Medayik. Two, yes. L'Yachad, lo. Kasha and you, Abaye. V'Abaye. I don't know how the Shaka Vittori works so well. Like over here, we put in Abaye's name. In the other cases, in the back and forth, it doesn't. I just don't know how. The Abaye Omer, my Lishnaim. What does the Braisa mean by giving to Shtayim? Lechad Mishnaim. Adding a little word over here. Doctor it up. No problem. Don't have a kasha on me. Oh, here's the killer. Ihaki, if so, Litne Lechad. If so, if the case is you only gave to one, Litne Lechad. Then it should just write to one, and we already have that case in a different case, Shievo. Or Lachat Shalom Evo. Or just bring the case of one Evo, and don't ever write Shnayim. Yet we see we're writing Shnayim. Kasha. It's a Kasha on a Abaye. Okay, a Kasha doesn't mean it's the end of the world. He can say, because they didn't. But it's a Kasha on a Abaye from Rabbah. Okay, so the scenario was, Abaye, now from the first case of that Brisa, tried showing that one gave to one. And Rabba showed that no, it means that one died. Abaye tried proving that it cannot mean that one died from the Sefer. Rabba says that it's low raya. There's no raya over there. Just because the first one of them died in the Reish doesn't mean he had to die in the Sefer. And then he has a kasha on Abaye that we see that you gave over to two. It's mashma two and not one. And we leave that as a kasha on Abaye. So from this brisa that Abaye tried bringing on Rabba, that you don't have to be mavatal to every single one, you don't need to be one, the brisa ends up being a kasha on Abaye, and that's it, we just leave it as a kasha on Abaye. Rashi. Dahavi v'meit. In the case, we said that there was three that started off, and the brisa says that one that didn't make an eruv was mavatal to one that made an eruv. Where was the third guy? Abaye brings in Zariah. Rava says that he died. Now, there's a little problem if he died. Because if he dies, he has Yorshim. Let the Yorshim be, you have to be Mavata to the Yorshim. Right? Someone dies, he has Yorshim. So Rashi's immediately bothered by this, and he starts off the Al Korcha de Rava Bisharya Shechanta Babika. We're dealing with a caravan. Over here. We're not dealing with anything that you could be yours over here. Remember, someone died over here. That's the scenario. Al Korcha, you have to say that Rav is talking about a caravan that is camped in a bika, that kifua chatz, and they surround themselves. V'natu sham ish o'olam. Mukila, that's how we have to do it. The chimet. Because he has to do it in the case, ki mate, the ain yorshim sham klum. That there's a case there's no yorshim. If there's a yorshim over here, you're going to have a problem. The iba chotzer mamish, but if it's in a regular chotzer with houses, ha'ike yorshim, there's yorshim. The kevan the ilo havi avuan kayim hu asa ino hu nami asi. Says like if the father was alive, he thought that ino hu nami, the yorshim could also be asa. Now this is going into a big tumult over here. That why Rashi had to say this? We had a case earlier that if the yorshim don't ever plan on living in that chutzah, they don't have a right to be mevatel or not. And this is what Tosfos brings down. He says v'chinan dachol. For no reason at all, Rashi had to bring up this scenario. Just bring it. It's a scenario. The Yorshim already made clear that they won't have anything to do with the Chatzar. They don't plan on living there, and therefore it's not a problem. Teida, this was Rava speaking back to Abaya, and he brings a Raya that accordingly it has to be that each case is different, and you have to give to each one. Mereisha, the Havi, the mate. You should know that the Reish is talking about that he died of Skina. And if it wasn't, he'd have to be Mavatel to the other ones. Sefer the Reish, as we see clearly from the Sefer of the Reish. Now Rashi over here explains what's the Sefer and what's the Reish. And what's now therefore the Sefer of the Reish. Mereisha, there were seven cases. The first four dealt with where you can do Bittul. The last three cases dealt where you can't do Bittul. So Rashi says, "Mereisha de matnitin ad aval is chada babahi." It's one group. Hilchach, that's all the cases where you could do bittul. Hilchach sefer dahi kari le sefer de reisha. The sefer of this is kari the sefer of the reisha. It's talking about you did it to two. To two, yes. Lechad lo. To tzarik levata. Lechol lechad vechad. You have to do to each one. E hachi. According to Abaye, it says, no, you only have to do one from the two. Hi'achi li'di li'achad she'evav. Ki'detan b'reishiv y'anan y'danan d'tvay. D'training hu. Fe'ine of below shnayim. And but yeah, we would vote the word two. Okay. So we left that with Akasha. What we're going to do now, so that price that Abaye tried bringing is a raya that you have to be, that you don't have to be mevatel. Everyone ended up being a kasha on Abaye. But Abaye is still in the picture. From here to the end of the Amud, we had all seven cases. We're going to explain what the chiddush was of each one of those cases according to Rava and Abaye. First case. Echad. Let's put my finger over here. Echad shelo eruv, one that did not make an eruv, notem rishus olachad she'eruv. He can give rishus to one that made an eruv. That was the first case. One that didn't make, he only has to give rishus to one. Rav already said that it's talking about the other guy died. L'abaya, tiate, according to Abaya that he holds that the other guy is in existence. The Kamash Malan, the Ain Tzirik Levatel, Bishus Lechol Lechad Vechad. According to him, the Kiddush of the first case is you don't have to give Bishus to every single one. L'Rabba, the Havi V'Mate, that he was alive and he died. The reason why we have this case is Lo Goza Zimni Diate. You might think that in a case where there's one, and there's another two other guys, one died, that you can mevatel to one. You might think that would be gozer that it won't work, that in this case you can mevatel one. But in the case where the guy didn't die, if you saw the case where the guy died and we see that the one who didn't erev gave it over and was mevatel to the one that was remaining, you might think in all cases one can be mevatel to one. So the chiddush of this case is the lo gozer. Zimna diati. We're not going to be gozer in a case where he is there. Therefore, in a case where one was there and he died, and your mevatel is just one, it's fine. You might think that you'd be gozer, because you never mevatel one. You have to mevatel all of them. We're not gozer. Vashi. Ola chad shelo eruv. Sefer dehu ahi hachi tanu l'shnayim she'erva or lechad shlo eruv. That's, sorry, on the case before. Echad shlo eruv. Hashtim efor shla l'kula. The Gemara is now going to explain each case. Amai tzarek l'mitnai l'kula. On each case. V'lo gazrin and kolomar. I kasha kevan demet. Since he died, pshit at the mevatele. Of course you could be mevatele to the one. Lahai defaish. The one that's remaining. Taha ketani la sefer. Afilu shnayim mevatele yachid. So he explained that you might think of a gezerah. Second case, v'shnayim she'evu, two that made an eruv, notnim reshusam lechad, they can give to the one that didn't make an eruv. Shelo eruv, pshita, of course. Ma'u detema, kevan delo eruv, let's say, you might think that since this one didn't make an eruv, let's say a whole community makes an eruv, and one Vashlam didn't make the eruv with us. You might think, you can't all be mevatel this guy, we give a kanas to this guy. Kamash Milan, we don't. Everybody could be mevatel to that guy, that's a chiddush, and we don't have to go between Rav and Abayavis. It's not touching on their machlokot over here, it's only dealing with one person. Of course, you can, it's the same answer for both of them. Shnayim she'evo vashi pshita. Tahachalekal amiksar dil ma'ati yachi libituli loho. Tiim evatel loho shapidami daha evo vekeven diyori liyachi matzi libituli ma'li chad ma'li try. And the chiddush is that you might think there'll be a kenas over here. The third case. Ushnayim shelo evo. Two did not make the erev. No nimushusam lishnayim she'evo. Okay, two didn't make an eruv, meaning more than one could be mevatel their reshus to all the remaining members. Lavava, you know why we needed this? It should be pshita. Why not? Vava tan is safe for the glory resha. This is giving that you have to give to both of them, not to one. You have to give to all the remaining members of the thing. It's coming to the glory resha to let you know in the resha that you have to give to every single one. Labaya, why do you have to have shnayim over here? Shnayim shlo eruv tzricha. We need it on the part that two that didn't make an eruv. Here's the chiddush: two that didn't make an eruv can be mevato. Leisait like demina. You think dil gazer dil ma'ati levetuli lehu? Since you can't be mevato to two, because then you have the problem that they're going to be usher on each other. You would think that two that didn't make an eruv cannot be mevato back to the rest. Dil ma'ati. Leave to Lilu, Kamash Mulan. No, we're not going to make that Gizera. Rashi. Kevan de lo Evo Kanti, Lemeresha lo Nafkalan de Resha, Ari, Daha de lo Evo Batalat de Evo. Oh, Tana Hanach, over here that two, you can be Vatal to two. So Rabba says the Kiddush of the third case is on the second part, is that you can be Mavatal to two. Because it's currently to let you know the Resha that you always have to be Vatal to everyone. To Bahavi Demit, in the case where he died, Askin and Resha. The Ketani Lechad She'evuv De'ilu Ati, that if it's here, Le'idach Boy Liv Tulile, he'd have to give to both of them. Ketani Bar Sefer, it says it's to both of them. Ulabaya Demetari Tach Sefer, Mai Lashnaim. Mai Lashnaim Lechad. What does it mean, Lashnaim? It means Lechad. Mishnaim only to one of them, so why do we have the right to give to two over here? Really, the Kiddush is on the first part. That two didn't, that did not make an error of his dechidish. Lamali, linu da haitana le reisha di yachid mevata lechad mishnayim, mali chad mevata, mali trim le mevata. What's the chidish according to the baya? And he answers, honey, mili, is this one not on him? And he answers the chidish is that you might think to make a gezera. Fourth case of the brisa. O lechad. If or the chad shelo eruv lamali, why do you need all one that didn't make an eruv? You just said you don't have, you could give to two that made an eruv or one to not make an eruv lamali. Ma'od etema hani mila hecha dimiktasan eruv. You might think that the whole scenario is with part of them made an eruv and part of them didn't make an eruv, and then you have the tekana aval hecha dekula lo eruv. But in the case where no one made an eruv, the two didn't make an eruv and they can move out of the one that made an eruv, no one made an eruv. You'd think lekatzino. Don't allow it. Kedei shalot tishkachat torat erev, in order that they won't forget the erev. Yeah, it's nearly no one made an erev, so let's all come together and be vatal to one. It's all his reshus. He doesn't make an erev to anyone. Let's pull something like that off. You might think that you make a kanas over here that we don't allow this. You might forget the whole concept of erev. Every week has a different person, has a different chance in the erev. Come in the chatzir, kamash milan. We didn't make this gezerah. Fifth case. Now these are already the cases where it doesn't work. Aval ein achad she'eruv notim reshusu lechad shelo eruv. Someone, one person that made an eruv does not give to one that didn't make it. Labaya tana sefer legoi resha. You need to sefer legoi resha. You only have to go to one. Lavava, according to Rava, what do you do with this case? I need the tana resha. Since we brought in the case of the resha lechad, tana nami sefer. We brought down the same scenario, the same lashon in the sefer, even though he's here. In other people, we have that same scenario. Sixth case. The ain shnayim she'evu not nimushusam l'shnayim shelo evu. Two that made an eruv should not give the rishus to shnayim shelo evu. Hatu lamali. What do you need this for? We already know this concept that two, if you mavat two that make an eruv, they're going to usur on each other. Lo tzricha. The bitul lei chad minayu. This is again teaching us the third time we're seeing this, that two didn't make an eruv, everybody's mevatel to one, to these two, and then one of those two will be mevatel to the other one. You might think, chad minayu lechavi, it might be permitted to him. Kamash Milan, like we already explained above, that once they're also from the beginning, it's a tekhana chachamim, that one is not allowed to do it on the other ones. Kevan de be'idna, originally, the bottle when they were bottle, lo havi le shivusa, they were not allowed to use it. Bahai chatzit, since they were not allowed to use the chatzit, lo, we don't allow this. Seventh case, the ain shnayim shelo ervo notnim reshusim l'shnayim shelo ervo. Two that didn't make an eruv should not give their reshus to tayim shelo to shnayim shelo ervo. Hatu lamali. Why do we need this case? It seems superfluous. Lo tzricha di amre. You might think that this would be in the case where they said kano al menat liachnot, that you could be kona over here on the condition that you could be kona to the other ones. We already saw the Rashi above that said that it doesn't work because it's tekhana chachamim. If you weren't there in the original time, you cannot do it afterwards. Catch up on the Rashis. Hani milei. Dechol hani bituli dele'el icha miktasei de'erva. All the ones there were some that at least made an eruv. In this case over here, no one made an eruv. Torah Erev, we're afraid they might forget the whole concept of Erev. Torah Erev minatinokot habayim achikain. The children will see that no one's ever making an Erev. They just bittul, they'll forget the whole concept. Labayatana hach sefer, the Lord's tzviche, the Lord's tzarek, the haif shita, the icha kadalo, batalei reshusei. Ela hakitani leshmina dekuli matnitin bidiat nil. That every case, they're all in this. No one died. Litavayu. If that in the Abaye is letting you know that everything is coming to the glory of the Reisha, that's just like the Reisha. There's only, there's one, but there's other people that you don't have to mevatel each one. Vava, when it says you only have to mevatel to one in the safe, it's either Tani Reisha. Since we already mentioned the Reisha, Echad Shelo Eruv, Notim Rishus Lechad, She'eruv Tanach Sefer, and the Reish we said one died. It's letting we're just keeping the Sefer over here. The Ifcha, the opposite case, lo, doesn't work. Bulyolam Reish is the Bahavi even made Sefer, but the Idno. The Reish is talking about where he was, and he died, and the Sefer is talking about that they're all there, but we're talking about you can't even mevatel to one, and it's keeping in the opposite case of the first case. Hatu Lamali, why do we need, I think this is the sixth case. Pshita the Yashi Haradi, when you're mevatel to two, they're going to be mevatel another. It's pushing. Haki Garcina Kavan to be in and the bottle lahu hanach. Since when the original bitl was going on, these two usher on each other, they never have the ability to usher even if we're gonna Kani Almanat Liakna. Tele El Parashnala, we explained it above. Kani Almat Liknot, Mishnah Yetera, this extra teaching over here, Navkalan, the Ilo Haki. This is what we learned from the Ilo Haki, Loet Strikla Mitne. We don't need it at all. Ula El, Parashan Allah, explain to you why it does not work to Kani Almanat Liaknot.